Each year, county officials hope to provide county employees with a raise that matches the year's increase in cost of living. This year, that would mean county employees would receive a 3% raise, but officials say that won't be happening this year. Instead, they're shooting for a 1.5% increase. But even that, County Council member Vic Kelson says, is uncertain.
At this point, I don't know whether I'm optimistic or not, but we're going to do the very best we can.
Council members reduced the chief public defender Michael Hunt's salary, which has been equivalent to the prosecutor's salary. It's now set at 10% less than the prosecutor's. Kelson says the change is an attempt to make up for a past mistake.
There's a state public defender commission that set a standard, and their goal was 90%. And when we checked with a bunch of other counties that are in the same program, none of them were paying 100% except us. So we chose to make it 90%, which really is very likely what we would have done in 2007 had we known that that was an option, that that was the target.
Hunt declined to comment for this story. Council members also voted to remove three positions from the county clerk's office. Two of the positions are currently vacant. Council members voted to partially fund a third, giving the employee in that position time to find a new job. Kelson says elections often bring about position changes and openings through attrition. The current clerk, Jim Fielder, has reached the limit on the number of terms he's allowed to serve. Fielder says the incoming clerk will be able to function, but it'll be hard.
Well, of course, we will be fine until the end of this year because the 2010 monies are already appropriated. My main goal, of course, was making sure that the new incoming clerk didn't have to constantly be going to the county council asking for money next year.
Kelson says the candidates running for clerk have identified personnel cuts as an intended method for cutting costs. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.